Israel has completed the evacuation of 8,500 Jewish settlers from 21 enclaves in the Gaza Strip and plans to turn the areas over to the Palestinians in October. Musba Shamala sits in the sandy lot in front of his house on the outskirts of Gaza City, shuffling through a bundle of papers. These faded documents, he says, are deeds to land the family has owned for generations, land the Israelis confiscated in 2001 to extend the security perimeter around the settlement of Netzarim. But now the settlers are gone, and the land they once occupied will soon be turned over to the Palestinians. Musba Shamala says he'll take his papers to the authorities to reclaim his property and turn it once again into productive farmland. Like so many people here in Gaza, Musba Shamala greeted the Israeli withdrawal with joy and expectations. Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas sees it as holding promise for a better life. Mr. Abbas has promised that all the Palestinian homes destroyed by the Israelis during the past 5 years of violence would be rebuilt. But keeping those promises and meeting Palestinian expectations will be a tall order. Arrangements are yet to be worked out with Israel over the free access of goods and people to and from Gaza and between Gaza and the West Bank. Abdul Hakim Awad knows it won't be easy. As head of the youth organization of the ruling Fatah Party, he's been organizing events to celebrate Israel's withdrawal from Gaza. Mr. Awad says people must be involved and feel like they have a stake in the future.
How to let the whole people to participate with us, to participate in having the responsibility after the Israeli withdrawal from Gaza Strip, how they can protect the land, how they can put an end to the breaking the law.
Mr. Awad acknowledges that widespread allegations of corruption against Palestinian leaders have severely weakened the Palestinian Authority. Still, he says it's not too late to win back people's trust, and the best way is to present a solid plan to make Gaza a model for what a future Palestinian state can be.
We can change our life in Gaza Strip. We can improve the administration, and we can make from the withdrawal from Gaza Strip the great dream to the Palestinian. This is give them hopes to continue. Because without withdrawal from any part of our land, there is no hopes to the Palestinian. The hopes is the power.
Mr. Awad says Palestinians know that an end to Israel's presence in Gaza does not mean an end to occupation. There is still the Israeli presence in the West Bank and in East Jerusalem, areas the Palestinians also want for their future state. There are different views among Palestinians over how to bring about an end to Israel's occupation and to promote the creation of a Palestinian state. Militant groups such as Hamas say they'll continue their resistance, including attacks against Israelis. Mr. Awad says Fatah and the Palestinian Authority seek negotiations, not violence. All Palestinian farmer Musba Shamala wants is to get his family's land back. He says everything will change once he can farm his land again. As for prospects for a broader peace between Israel and the Palestinians, well, he says, I ask God for that. Sonia Pace, VOA News, Gaza City.